I was just thinking, what if we'd put Jackson that theme song, what would it be? And then we just
I
started
mean,
convulsing.
we know what the topic's gonna be, but we just need to know the lyrics.
a topical cream. Well, all right, trippy travelers traveling the world. How are you, Matthew?
I'm doing bloody good. I'm nice and hydrated. I got a big cup of H2O, courtesy of Adam Sandler. So,
Adam
yeah.
Sandler, what, personally delivered it to you?
No, just a Waterboy reference.
All right, I hear you. I hear you. I see where you're coming from.
On another
What
planet,
angle
mate.
you're approaching.
I'm on another planet. Anyway, mate, how's it going? How's it
That's
going
why
on
we
your end?
love you, mate. That's why we love you. Yeah, I mean, it's bloody gone. The old molecular cell biology sixth edition is still holding up the computer. And I got my water. Bit of ghost of, oh, some pale ale.
You got any cubes in that water, or you're coming in a you raw dogging it?
No. I had cubes in there, but that was about 17 minutes ago, and she's warmed up
Tempered.
now.
She's a little bit,
Yeah,
she's a tempered. Yeah.
she is. She's tempering up. But hey, trippy traveling. I thought, let's just yarn about our Thailand trip, bud.
Yeah, bro.
It's been.
I
It's a
mean,
year. It's a year from today, bro. A year from
is it
today.
actually today?
Yeah.
Oh,
No
true,
shit. I
bro.
got.
Because
I had one.
well, to be honest with you, I was looking forward to knowing someone. So I'd started that trip. I did the 11 days by myself, and then I was starting a trip with you. So it was actually nice seeing a familiar face. I mean, would have rather been someone else's, but it was still a familiar face. So yeah, it was good.
Oh shit, yeah.
Was that
Eleven
Chiang
days. Where
Mai,
were
was
you
it?
finding yourself in Phuket? Yeah, bro. Linked up in old Chiang Mai. I remember getting out of the taxi
Chains.
after a long journey north. Seeing you at the old DJ hostel, mate.
We're lucky that we're so glad that it had a pool. Unfortunately, it wasn't located at the same place as the actual
Yeah.
houses were, but it was a nice little short walk, you know, get your stroll on, have a little wander.
How do you claim that, eh? Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
come to
I
my hostel. Come to my hostel. We've got a pool, we've got a restaurant. Turns out it's like across the road and down 200 meters.
They go like overboard, and you're like, yeah, we've got our own airport, and they just use the normal one.
The Thailand, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Anything goes. Yeah, the Thailand home loaning laws of 1987, I think.
Think it was, yeah, maybe 86, something around there, yeah.
Someone took acid and just went to town on the rule books.
I reckon he started eating the pages, bro. There's heaps missing.
Yeah, that's they misinterpreted the law from someone's
He's
bloody.
like, nope, don't like that. And the gob, like, just sitting there munching on paper, dipping it in like chili sauce.
Flavor your paper. Different types of flavor. The healthy ones eat the brown paper, like brown paper bag.
Like wholemeal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Stay away from the white paper. Straight
Definitely, mate.
a second on the
Sure, yeah.
lips.
I did
Love
like
that,
having a
mate.
pool, though.
Yeah,
That
well.
was that week we spent there, and they had that like bamboo set up across the middle, so you could do like jumps off it and attempt do it to do a flip off it and hit your neck. playing
I
volleyball
you
was awesome.
definitely turned a few heads though, mate, doing that bomb. Hell of an entrance. I think you landed on some chick.
Don't remember that part. I
Neither.
it was a baby.
As a baby? Yeah, no, sorry. You know, like a baby chick, like a newborn bird.
Yeah, bro, you got to teach them young, bro.
Well,
Get
it
them swimming
was,
young.
yeah, I mean, lucky we had a pool because it was in the middle of an absolute heat wave. It was getting up to 40 degree bloody Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
And Scrovels.
It's You only speaking Scovilles, mate. You
speaking
made
of bloody, speaking of Scovilles, the first pad thai we had at that DJ place, we're like, stuff it, let's just try the food in the hostel. Ended up being the best food in the region. Like, it was ridiculous. Yeah. I couldn't believe how good the food was.
Unreal. The chef in the bar, I mean, he was definitely pissed and
had no
shirt
baked.
On and a hell of a gut. He was both. But the man knew how to put together a pad thai.
Well, whoa. I feel like, you know, like the saying, you can never trust a skinny baker. It's like kind of like you see some big dude like that smashing his chin. It's like he obviously likes the food, he's eating it. Or maybe he could move a little bit more, but no, you know what I mean?
Jiggle down. No, he's too busy perfecting his craft. And perfect it, he did. Wow-wee. Wow, so that was old DJ Hostel. Didn't we arrive right in the midst of the old Thailand New Year?
We didn't know that was on.
What the hell are the chances? Yeah, thank God. Well, we were going out to get your old new pair of skates, snakeskin boots, and you got a spray in the face.
That's very true. Hamish, just for the listeners out there that are not familiar with Thailand New Year, what exactly goes on?
What, the old Songkran?
Explain it. What's your take on it?
God, what doesn't go on? So it's like the Thailand New Year, and it's 3 days of just madness. So the whole country pretty much shuts down for these 3 days, and everyone, like, instead of selling fake Ray-Bans, fake Calvin Kleins, fake bottle openers shaped like penises that are very, very useful if you run out of various objects. But so instead of selling that, they start selling water bombs and water pistols and water cannons, and the whole country turns into this massive water fight. I mean, I'm talking old ladies on the back of trucks pouring water at people, like little kids chucking water bombs everywhere. The streets are just absolutely packed. And we walked into a bloody firing line of real dirty river water from Chiang Mai coming straight into the eardrums.
I mean, if you're not going in with an ear infection, you're leaving with at least one.
Yeah, you're coming out with three. Wow. Yeah. But, I mean, that was, you learn early on, you get your weapon, you aim, you want to slow them down. So you go for the eyes, you go for the ears. How is he going to go?
What sort of water? What water were you using?
Day one was just Mwanga, but day two we picked up a couple of hefty little AK-47 looking like water guns. Remember those bad boys?
Oh, bro, so, yeah, those, the all black ones, just trying to be real stealthy, just trying to look, we just try to look cool, but functionally, they weren't the greatest.
No, I remember you were like, bro, I've got to get this one, it's black. It dribbles, it's a dribbler, she's not a sprayer, she's a bloody dribbler, don't do it. He's like, nah, I've got to do it. So we were under firepowered from the get-go, but we came with a lot of ticker.
What about, so, before... We got to Songkran the day before it was on, or like we got the day we got there, we hadn't strapped up yet. So me and Hamish went to go and we left our hostel to go and try and find some guns to get strapped up. And as soon as we come out of our hostel, within a minute, just bucket in the, like, you know, just a random on the street, just bucket to, like, straight in the face. You got your phone and your wallet in your pocket. You're just like, really, at least let me get strapped up, you know, so I can defend myself. And we were like, oh yeah, it's that kind of party, eh? But I'm a bloody Scorpio, mate. I'm a water baby. I was in my goddamn element.
You were conceived
so fun,
in the water. You were born
conceived
in the
water. Born in the water. It was one of the funner 4 days of my life, just going around water gunning. You do that as a kid, bro. I got a big family of heaps of boys, so we did that shit. But that was like the Olympics.
Yeah.
So bro, all my training came in. All my training came in.
Yeah, but you're
sniping
ducking rolls.
Up on top of the house.
Filling up your water balloons with some questionable substances.
Yeah.
Just tactics.
I mean,
anything to win.
It is all fun and games, but what about the, do you remember that? You remember the German guy that was in that Have a Nice Day hostel?
Yeah.
The young guy. Just
real strange sense of humor is the Germans.
Explain our first night with him and just explain what he did. What was he like?
Oh, the old first night. Oh, what was this first? Day one, the morning of Songkran.
No, the German dude. What did he do?
You tell me. You tell me. I need some more context. She was about a year ago. She was exactly a year ago.
We thought as soon as the morning started that we're going to sort of ease into it. And that young German dude, he was probably like 20. He, instead of getting normal cold water, he was getting like this ice water with like cube, like the worst water you could think of, filling up buckets. And then like a flipping lady comes past with like a flipping kid on the back of something, just like doing her grocery shopping. He just gets a full bucket in the face. She ain't even like, she's just going to work or something. She's chilling. Wow. I was just like, wow, this guy's got no chill. And I was just like, all right.
What's next? Yeah.
She was crying, bro. That was sad.
He brought tears to her eyes. And then he sort of had a little freak out because he didn't know what to do. He was panicking. Whoa.
Yeah, I doubt. I mean, all fun and games.
Yeah, absolutely. Still fun and games. I mean, I vividly remember you having a one-on-one with a... Bro, he was no more than 4 years old. But the tattoo guy from across the road's son, he was coming out with a couple of guns.
Was I getting him?
Yeah. Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
Good boy.
He didn't have a shit show.
Throwing in little water grenades.
Little actual grenades. Well, shit, that was three mad. Oh, at the night, so when things would turn to dark, you've been cold all day, which is all good because it's quite hot there, but it got freezing cold at night, eh?
I mean, you just go home, take some gears on, go to one of the actually, they can't really throw clothes on because, like, for example, on that Songkran night, we got soaked again. You know where all those bars met in that little, like, dungeon sort of, like...
Yeah, man. The yellow... Like,
or whatever.
Yellow bar in Chiang Mai. That's, like, the main place where everyone goes and there's DJ, massive DJ playing, and the whole place is just filled with people. But, yeah, you can't go home and get changed because the second you leave your house again, even if you just get sprayed and you're cold.
I feel like you're warm. So you just got to give dudes the stairs
so they don't spray you. And just, pretend to slip your throat.
Bit excessive.
Oh, just pretend. But, hey, that was Songkran. I'd honestly recommend that to anyone. At any point in your life, there were old people, there were young people, some as big as your head, and they were all just loving it. Happy place.
Yeah. Bro, that, I feel like it was just like a real, Chiang Mai was just a real moist affair. Like, because we went to that water park as well. What was it called again?
Oh, it was moist. Oh, what was that? Grand,
that water park.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. It was awesome. That's right. It was like, the best inflatables that are at a pool times a million, and like flying foxes and canoes and just so much random funny cool stuff.
Bro, we didn't expect even nearly that. And water's like one of my favorite things, bro. And to go to this place, so some farmer back in the day sold a shitload of his dirt. He just got rid of a ton of his, like tons and tons of his dirt. And so there was just this massive, like man-made lake in the middle of nowhere in Thailand. And some fucking guru, wizard, like entrepreneur, or just someone who loved water parks, decided to buy this land and turn it into a water park. So they called it the Grand Canyon. He made all these clay cliffs surrounding it, and then just made like, what was there, bro? There was a wakeboard machine so you could do your tricks there. Canyoning. There was like confidence course.
Everything.
Like,
was there.
Like on Wipeout.
Yeah. That's the thing. If I was to try and explain it, I would say, yeah, something that was similar to Wipeout, except there ain't no, like, things dropping out of nowhere or something, you know? Like, they always get jazzed in that, you know? There's something will hit them in the face somehow.
Yeah. And there was also no safety regulations, which was...
Nah. I think it was a little too hot there, to be honest.
Oh, but...
Remember, like, just standing on all the inflatables, you had to, like, throw water on it first? I was just like, damn, this place is like roasting.
Yeah,
I suppose if it's kind of like a canyon or the heat kind of like concaves and maybe boosts it and you get all the worst of it, unsure. Because there's like zero wind.
Yeah, it would. It does, yeah, because it's in the canyon. In the canyon. Imagine how much wind that your canyon gets. Very,
Not much at the moment.
yeah, exactly. It's a
It's not that
moist,
windy right now. It's another
dark
beautiful day in
place.
London.
Is it? Nice. You've been in some absolute raffle weather, mate. I'm happy for you.
Oh, yeah, but the weather's so much better. I mean that the heat in Thailand, it can get you sometimes. Like that first night in the DJ hostel, we were like, "Yeah, we'll get a. Do you want the ones with the fan or the air con?" We just stuff it, first hostel, just play a
Yeah.
fan, see what it's like. Jump straight in, instantly regretted it. Worst sleep. Couldn't swap it over because
Jeez.
they were filled till the next day. But it was like, why are we trying to like get it? Yeah. It was all good if
Yeah.
you're on the top bunks, but the ones on the bottom, I tried to like get up and turn it, but like you couldn't move it. I was just getting, yeah, it wasn't the greatest sleep, but oh
Yeah, I heard about that. I
well.
heard about that the next day after I had a solid 8 hours.
Yeah, no.
Almost ruined my
Did.
breakfast.
Rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated. Yeah.
But that's just you learn your lesson straight away, just try to find a 1
100%, bro.
with a bit of con.
What a bit of
Con air. Yeah.
condensation.
After where did we go after? Oh yeah, we went up to Pai after Chiang Mai.
Pie,
The
pie.
close little pie, the apple pie on my eye.
Absolutely. It really is the apple pie in my life. That's probably the most, just thinking, like, that's potentially the most tranquil place I may have stayed at.
You got my attention, mate.
Right. Do you remember? I mean, this hostel we stayed at. Oh, DJ hostel again. I
Yeah,
didn't even know if it
there.
was owned by the same people, but it had the same name.
Yeah, they're
So
all
we
just
were
not
hooked
chaining,
on
I think.
Sinker. Bro, so Top Pai was a couple of hours away from Chiang Mai.
We were gonna
First,
motorbike it, but I don't know, I think we decided to just hire a bike there and boost around on it. Because we didn't know what we were gonna do, eh?
yeah. We didn't want to take out all our shit there,
But
so we just.
as with a lot of things worth traveling, you find a place you love and you stay there way longer than you thought you would.
Well, yeah, that was a couple night escapade, eh? And then it turned into,
It
oh,
was a
7 days, and
seven
could have
nights
easily
full.
have stayed there if we didn't have to go
Oh,
back.
100%.
You get stuck in the pie hole. You honestly do.
Like the American Pie, the movie, but like
You can do if you've got
like the car
a bit of
pie.
apple pie and no one else in the hostel. But this place, bro. So in the mornings, there's yoga first thing in the morning, and it's looking out. This hostel's looking out over this massive rice paddy with just beautiful landscape. There's lots of cows and water buffalo just chilling, like no fences, just chilling on the grass right by the hostel. There's just in the background there's these beautiful rolling hills and like mountains, and there's so many dogs are chilling around the hostel. Real good energy, but it was burn season, so there was a hell of a lot of pollution. Definitely lost
Yeah.
a couple years.
The Chiang Mai was the same, but yeah, it was just so foggy. You climb up like a big hill peak and stuff and just look straight at fog, but it was all good,
Crazy,
made it
eh?
kind of look
That's
mysterious.
what you did.
You just see some random cloud. And when we were on the top of that one in Chiang Mai, and there was monks at the top, and then you look off this thing and you can't see the ground, so you don't know how high you are, and you're in the cloud. It looks like you're in the clouds, kind of thing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And you want
So,
to
like, even
think.
though it's a shit day, it made it still look cool, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Made it look cool, and you want to think you're in the clouds, and but
Yeah,
I mean, it is just people burning the shit out of there, like
I know.
land
Yeah, so it's a hell of a price to pay to get a sick photo. There's probably
to
an
make
easier way.
room for almonds to grow, so we can have
Yeah.
almond milk, which I actually did have with my Weet-Bix bites this morning. And no, I'm not sponsored by almond milk. But this place, okay, so you had the ch super chilled out hostel where you could just do nothing,
Bro,
or
they even had an outdoor, the only place I've seen with an outdoor gym.
like
With
full
like,
on gym, eh?
yeah, like, I was like, it was quite, yeah, it was, I've never had hostels hosted like that, but maybe, yeah, it was
Yeah,
cool.
I've seen a couple of hostels with indoor gyms. like either the bellboys or with the bartenders, but that's usually like in Europe.
Or like a yeah, like a steezy one. We
Yeah, bro. Yeah. But
yeah.
what else? There was like the log caves, the old log caves, mate. Remember that
Mate, there
little
was a
roadie
legit.
first time on the scooters? Holy shit, that's right.
What? The first time on the scooters?
Well, we saw that chick who went crashed into the tree on her scooters.
Oh, so I thought you said we saw the crash. I was like, what? I don't remember that. No, I remember seeing her. Yeah. We saw her sitting on the ground covered in blood. Yeah. That
Yeah, and
was,
his scooter was mangled.
yeah. That was a coincidence that she happened to be the same girl that was at our hostel. We just saw the same injuries on this girl. I'm like, hey, were you the girl that just,
You the girl
just,
that just slid on the soap that we put on the road?
yeah.
So
Whoa, Saga. She's going to
now,
hear this, bro. You're going to be in trouble.
oh shit, I take that back. I take that back. Now, she was all good in the end. Remember, she was staying at our hostel, and
She was funny. Yeah, she was
she was an
good
awesome
spirits,
girl.
like,
Yeah.
considering.
So she was stuck in Thailand, had to pay thousands of dollars for to get medical care because, bro, remember when we went to the Pai hospital? Because you stuck
If you can call it that.
because you used the wrong
Wow.
thing in the wrong place.
I reckon going into that hospital, bro, I reckon I would have been more sick going in. It was
Oh,
just
without
in
a
terms of
doubt, bro.
the
I was.
hygiene of the hygiene of everything and like what was happening. I was just like, wow, like I made me so grateful to be from like where I'm from and having the health care I have, but I was just like, man, this is like, yeah, it
Yeah,
was but they're still from, yeah.
one of the other beautiful things of traveling, it makes you grateful for what you have and what you're lucky to be how where we started. But that hospital, bro, why were you even in there? I'm pretty. Was it a crash or was it an ear, or was
Oh
it
yeah, no,
something
yeah. So diving into the
that you'd
diving into
shoved
that
up your?
pool in Pai. Oh no, it was after Songkran, bro. I got shot in the ear 31 million times with poo water. Of course,
Yeah,
I'm
no, I
gonna.
told you, I don't miss.
Yeah, I was yeah. Obviously, it would have been from that, but was also diving in that
Oh,
Pai pool.
man. Yeah,
I
I
was diving
mean,
under everything, bro. Any kind of liquid, I was diving into it.
that stream had, it was probably 90% water buffalo shit, but you couldn't help yourself just cooling off the grip. 95%. I don't know. She was a real mud bath, a real Rotorua mud bath. But bro, that
Sounds
was
believable.
a almost that the Lod Caves. That was quite sick. That was our first. Ta Oh my God,
Do you know what this?
that's right, bro. That was our first taste of bats in a cave. But
That
do you remember the
was,
size
yeah.
of those mother those catfish?
Yeah, bro. I'm just picturing them now. They were
Yeah,
legit
bro.
scary.
Holy shit.
Because tourists are going there every single day, these things are just getting super fat on whatever the hell they're feeding them. So they're like a good, I'm gonna say like 50, 60 centimeters in width. Like
Yeah, they were
some of these were
girthy,
just like little
girthy
dinosaur
fish,
looking
bro.
things.
Yeah, and then in length, oh, 1 meter at least. These
They
things
were
were
just.
massive because they were feeding them dog food. Do you remember you go there? Yeah, you want to feed the fish? Oh, why not? Why
Yeah,
not?
I
We're
don't know.
only
To
here
be honest, I
once.
don't know what I was feeding them. Yeah, probably those dog biscuits, I think maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, bro, those brown dog biscuits, and those things were huge. So we were in these tiny little man-made canoes going through going through the darkness of these caves with bats just flying over our heads. And then you hear the fish, and then the tour guide shines his light, and right next to the boat, these massive catfish with these whiskers coming right up to the boat, and you feed them, and they love it. They almost you can almost feel them. You can feel them nudging the boat under it.
Bro, that would legit touching me. Like, because our waist height was almost at level of the water, these
Where did they
things
touch you?
could have easily jumped into our boat.
Yeah,
Like,
for
so I was just
sure.
like looking at the size of these things, just like, yeah, can you guys maybe go over there for a little bit? Like,
But they're smart enough to know that they don't have to because people just feed them day in, day out, all day. And these fish just munch. Because imagine how long they've been there and how long people have been checking it out. What do you reckon?
Couldn't tell you, but 20
I
years of.
reckon, yeah, bro, say 20 years. And people have been going there every day, smashing, like feeding them every day, and they're just bulking, bulking, bulking. And then their family has been doing that. So I mean, they were monsters, bro. That was
And
monsters.
they also have no predators, so they just would just consistently eat till they got too old and big and just died. Yeah, like there's no nothing trying to eat them.
Yeah, bro, exactly.
Except maybe a person.
Oh, I have no doubt that those. Do you remember those guys who were camping out? Their little hut was right next to that entrance of the cave. They would definitely long line a couple of catfish.
Oh,
Why couldn't?
really?
Why wouldn't you, bro?
I don't know, I thought they were just chilling.
Oh.
You're a bit of a fisherman though, so you would have seen the signs.
Oh, you know. Fishing for likes, fishing for friends, fishing for affection. The old log caves, mate. Well, shit. What
Know
else?
what the best part of the going through this entire couple kilometer bat cave with bat shit everywhere was? Breaking my jandal just before going in. So I had 1 foot and I was like, I can either have 2 feet and batshit or just 1 foot and walk awkwardly and one of them is going to get batshit. And I was just like, stuff it. I might as well just walk with it kind of makes me remember what I chose. Was I in bare feet or did I keep mine on?
You kept a jandal on, but the other foot was definitely, it was covered in batshit for 45 minutes at least. I hope you didn't walk coming with there with athlete's foot, because you'd be walking out with gout.
Mate, I was born with athlete's foot. But
Only one of them. That's why you're real shit at sport.
yeah. No, my right side's good, but it does heaps of cool shit.
Oh, sweet. Gammy.
Like walk.
Gamdolf. Gamdolf the
Bro,
Great.
that pie place had a lot of random things like waterfalls and like lookouts and just like I feel like there was a lot almost like. If we wanted to do one thing a day, we would have had to have stayed there, like, the time we did, or maybe a bit longer. But the
Yeah.
main thing that kept you going back is every day at 6 p.m., they have a thing called, is it Walking Street? The food place where it's just like 100 different vendors in this tiny little area, and each one of them is ridiculous.
Yeah,
One of the
bro, it
best sort of
is.
food place, like, localized food places I think I've been to in the world. I was just like, there's just so many cultures and combinations and sick ass food.
Yeah, the walking, yeah, walk the pie walking street and walking markets, 6 p.m. every day. The food there was ridiculous, bro. We pretty much tried every stall and
Pretty
nothing
much,
was
bro.
disappointing.
I don't
There were some naughty little treats there.
Oh, there was a few naughty little treats in there towards the end there. That's well naughty, isn't it?
Well, naughty, mate. Well, naughty. I'll tell you what, the best thing about Thailand was you just go anywhere. You can go like leave a bar or somewhere late at night, but you know there's going to be a 7-Eleven open somewhere, and you know that they're going to be stocked up with cheese toasted sandwiches, and you know that they're going to be able to toast you from every day, second of the night. And a couple of toasted
Before we
sandwiches were
went there though,
consumed.
we didn't realize that the toasted sandwich thing was a thing. Like anyone that was from Britain that we met along the way, they were like that, or they weren't even really eating the local food. They said they were just eating these toasted sandwiches from the 7-Eleven. We heard it so much, and then washing it down with this chalky milk. So we thought we'd try it, and it was as advertised. It was awesome. I mean, but at 4 in the morning or whatever,
Absolutely.
you'll eat anything.
Oh, that's exactly what you want. You know, counterbalances the alcohol, just seeps in nicely.
Have a nice cheesy
Helps
weird
out.
dream.
Helps you sleep, in fact. Yeah. Well, things got very weird in that little one bed apartment we
Would have
had.
been good having two beds.
You gotta make make do sometimes. Your top and tail technique. Well, so yeah, after after Chiang Mai, do you remember after Pai, remember shooting over to
Chiang Mai? Yeah, just to get our little culture buzz on where all the temples are, you know?
Do you remember that real sick bus ride we had to take?
The old local, what, the old 421?
The old magic school bus, but mate, fucking lost her magic probably 5 years ago.
Wow. It was one of the more rundown vehicles I think I've ever been in. But it was like the guy was boosting it. He knew what he was doing. The size of the seats is what was the worst thing. So we saw these seats and we were like, oh, these are like, I suppose they're kind of tight, but I can just fit in. It's all right. And then after about, you know, 20 seconds, we realized that these are for two people. And we're like, holy shit. Had to like squeeze up and these people are coming and trying to sit next to us. They're just looking at us. I don't know.
That was the hottest bus ride.
No fan.
Had. Wow, it was already 40 degrees, zero fan. And the beauty of it was that at like the next stop of us getting on, we to save about $5, we instead of taking the direct one, we took the bus that stopped at every single little village town along the way, extending our trip by at least an hour and a half. And you were sitting down there, and the next stop, someone, just this lovely old lady, gorgeous woman, you know, lovely old gal, you know, nice and healthy. She just come from a long day of tending the gardens, and she gets on the bus and sits right next to you. And I knew there was at least 2 hours to go of this hell, and my back, there was already like a massive pool of sweat right at the top of my,
yeah, I was behind my nether region. I could see it all.
I mean, but that's what you get for having womanly legs, womanly thighs. She saw my thighs. They're like, oh, that's a normal size male's appendage. And then she looks at you and she's like, oh yeah, I could squeeze in there. I can challenge this. I'm not sure what's going on up top, but I like what I see.
You're talking about my woman legs.
yeah, she was.
No, they're long distance legs, gee.
Yeah, they were definitely built for endurance.
It was quite, to be fair, there were
and stockings
on that, fish that nets. Bus or those. Once the people weren't sitting next to him, you could spread out a little bit. Because what I reckon for the last, what, half an hour or 45, we had our own seat. Something like that. I just remember that part of the journey, we could kind of check out the scenery and stuff and weren't so worried about getting jammed up against some belt buckle or something. Oh, no, belt buckle. There was no belts on those buses.
Yeah, there was zero safety. There was just a shattered windscreen with dried blood on it. But you've got to look past that sometimes when you've got a place to be and not much time.
It was very traveling. It was cheap, though. And it got us to our little stopping. What was that little town called? I can't even remember.
Oh, mate, that was, I'm not sure the exact name in Thailand. It's Chang, I think it's Chang Kong, Chang Kong. But I know it's called, it translated to Little Wuhan. Because remember that little.
Actually, it was called Little Wuhan. So like the little.
Not sure, but there were dead bats, like dead cats. Oh, we saw some funky food there. So you know what we went for? The cheese toast.
The Chiang Rai, that place, the cultural mecca, the cultural paradise. What did you think of those temples?
Or. Like two on my forehead.
Yeah.
I thought there was too many beads of sweat coming off them. Now, the temples, I thought the temples were absolutely bloody stunning, eh? What was it? There was the white temple, the black temple, the blue temple that was wood.
Yeah, the name of the...
fucking unbelievable.
I don't know who renamed the... Like, surely that's not the names that they made, is it?
There's no way that they're staying over there, they may, bro. Think
well, are we going? I'm going to the Black Temple.
I don't think so, bro.
I mean, it was bloody, it was beautiful. That, I think that white one, the inside of the black one was
the old Wat Rong Kun, is what it's called, but translated it as a white temple.
Interesting. Maybe they were just like, man, shut up, man. We spent 2 years building this. I'm not naming it. So I'll just call it the White Temple. You know, just like, couldn't be bothered. That Chiang Rai, so that waterfall we went to in Chiang Rai, I think might have been one of my favorites. I knew it popped up on my memory today on, what's it called? On Instagram. I was just like, man, that waterfall was awesome. What's it called? I can't remember the name of it, but that was like the highest, biggest, and there was like no one there.
Yeah, if you Google Chiang Rai waterfall, that will be the first one that comes up. But I don't know the name either, but that was sick. But again, like, it was sick because it was a mission to get there. That was, half hour walk in stonkingly hot heat. It got hotter the further up the country you get. So we were like enjoying the workout, but when we got there, it was fucking amazing. It was only local. That area was only locals, remember? And a couple of bloody tourists, sick looking tourists.
That the coolest. So on the way back from that waterfall, we were like, "What are all these?" Like, we just saw a stream of like a little mini stream of water. And you get closer, and there's just mini little bars or mini little restaurants, and there's hundreds of them all. So these families have all just utilized this water space and built bars on this tiny little stream, all connected to each other. And you just sit there and have your food and have a drink and chill. It was like, what are they? That was awesome.
Right on the river, eh?
And it's like, if it's like hot, you know, and there's like a little stream coming past your foot, you know, you can just dip your toes in, you know, chill off a little bit, wait for your entrees.
Yeah, exactly. You nibble your chicken bones, then just put them in the stream, and then
I would have been eating chicken bones then, but I wouldn't be eating those now. Thailand.
What? Just the meat. What's changed? What's changed between you only eating meat and now?
Nah, I was more meaning my mind. because I'm veggie now. And this part of the trip we're talking about a part of the trip where I was eating meat, so it's different, you know. I don't know.
I hear you.
That was awesome though, that stream.
For my benefit. Changers. And then it was off to another Chang. Chang Kong. We got a rough tuk-tuk ride through the weird streets. This is rural Thailand now. We're definitely, if we weren't sticking out like a sore thumb before, we definitely were now. But we needed to go to Chiang Kong to get that was where we were getting our slow boat to Lao. So we go to this town called Chiang Kong, which is right on the Mekong Delta in the middle of nowhere, really. I don't know what is their primary industry. There's not a lot, but we stayed at that hostel owned by the Belgian dude who looked like he's been on the run for at least 26 years.
He was a chiller,
years.
Though. Like, he was just looking like, you could tell he probably smoked weed, and he just had a pool table and a real chilled vibe, and it was just like, he looked like he has found his little home, just housing all the people crossing borders.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, housing the people crossing borders, but also housing fugitives. Like, do you remember when we went out there, when we came back from that little walk we did to the Mekong, onto the river, and there was about six fugitive-looking gentlemen in their mid-60s just smashing pints, whispering to each other, looking quite shady. at the
Yeah,
bar.
and we came in and we
So we
came and
didn't
livened
really.
things up for them, so they thanked us for it.
They did. A couple of them were licking their lips for some reason, but you sure solved that issue. And then we went back to our dorm. Do you remember that
Oh, bro, that was the
26
biggest one
room
I've ever
dorm
been in.
with, and it was
We
just
sat
two
at
of
the
us
opposite
in
ends.
there. Yeah. You smell, snore, and you just look weird when you sleep. You gotta sleep at opposite ends of the bed. Now, but 26 beds, and not one of them had a spring in the right place.
No, they did not. It just
But
actually the how we chose
where
that,
the
which
hell
is when
is it
everyone
sleep?
was by the strongest sort of fan, because it was roastingly hot in there, and we
Yeah,
just got a
that's
couple of the
right.
best fans, got a couple of random. They weren't the greatest mattresses, but was mainly just about the temperature, because that you can kind of always fall asleep if as long as you're in that little chilled zone.
Yeah, bro. And like it was a cool little location next to the river. And so when we woke up in the morning, you only had about 87 itchy bites all over your body.
No, that was a good. I thought it was about 20, 21 maybe on that one. That was actually a good night.
Oh, it's quite
Yeah,
chilled.
low
Well, this
season.
must have had Marmite for dinner. Yeah, the old low season. But things heated up in Laos, mate. Things heated up in Laos.
We,
That's for another time, eh? Holy
so,
shit, that's
yeah.
for another time. I'm not sure I'm ready to
Well,
tell that last story,
we'll
mate.
tell the story of us getting to where the boat is, which is basically just a tiny little. What did we get there? A little taxi, the four-wheel drive, the minivan was it? I had no idea how we were crossing, like what
Yeah,
the
bro.
situation of what the boat looked like. Anything. We didn't know anything. All we knew is we had to meet this one dude that had this coupon, and then getting through like the border was a little up and down, like because no one was picking us up for ages, and we were like, did we just get jazzed?
Holy shit, that's right, bro. The border crossing from Thailand to
Went to,
Laos, that was
yeah.
weird. That was that morning, eh? Yeah. So we got picked up on that four-wheel drive, not knowing where we were going, what was happening. And they drop us, yeah, to the it was like the Bridge of Spies. You get dropped off on this bridge and sort of like they kind of
Yeah,
point you in the
you're all
direction to
getting
go, and then you just walk up, no one's speaking a lick. But yeah, we got into Laos eventually after having to get our little visas.
some monks got on our bus. I remember that. Do you know how we had to get that tiny little bus to where the visas were? There was like a group of like 10 all dressed in their robes. I know it was the first time we had seen monks before in their life. So that's why I
Yeah,
shaved my head now.
economy of view, less sinny.
Hamish, thank you for talking about Thailand. It's been 44 beautiful minutes of
Oh.
conversation.
Again, brother, again, it always is. Time bloody flies when you're talking shit with Maffy. Yeah, wow. Good shit, bro. Let's have a yarn. Let's have a yarn in the next couple of days about our because holy shit, what a
Yeah, we're gonna
journey
have
that
to do
was.
two editions, one for the boys and one for the parents.
Yeah, 100%. I'd appreciate that because I'm not sure I'm still fully recovered
I
from
mean, a
going.
part of me, I reckon, is still in
But
Blame Man Being.
oh my
But
God, yeah. Part of my
that's for
soul,
another day. That's for
100%
another day
died
for
in
sure.
Bang Bang. Oh mate, I'm looking forward to it already, mate. I'm not sure what anyone else is.
It's all good. That's what the
But
good
that's
thing is, bro.
completely
No
fine,
matter
bro.
what, no
Yeah,
matter
I'm
whatever happens
fucking.
in this world, there's always going to be at least two listeners.
And
mean,
that is what helps me sleep at
it's
night.
two
Helps
listeners,
me
so it's
wake
in.
up in
You
the
know, it's not
morning.
just one random dude, bro. You know, there's a following, obviously. It's two.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, for sure. You only need a following. You know, there's two people you got a following and you got a
Follows
potential
for
swallowing.
swallows, follows
So
for
Matthew, my
swallows.
man,
Yeah, bro.
have a
Soup.
Yeah, Ham underscore Ventura.
Gram drop.
Go to him. Well, if there's swallows for followers involved, then, you know, why not wallow? All right. Sweet. See you later, bud. A couple of choppy travelers.
Saying goodbye.
Love you and leave you, mate.
Put it back in your pants.
Kaki te anō.
Put it back in your pants.